Sugar producers are looking to address the issue of foreign subsidies. Julie McPeak has more.
With the inclusion of a strong five-year sugar policy in the 2014 Farm Bill, American Sugar Alliance Director of Economics and Policy Analysis Jack Roney says the nation's sugar producers are now setting their sights on addressing the foreign sugar subsidies that make U.S. sugar policy necessary. Roney says U.S. sugar producers are among the most efficient in the world and would thrive in a global free market if it existed. But historically, he says sugar has been and continues to be the world's most distorted commodity market because of foreign subsidization. Roney says sugar producers are so serious about addressing this issue that they're willing to give up U.S. sugar policy if other countries will end their direct and indirect market distorting policies. The American Sugar Alliance says this idea is encapsulated in the Zero for Zero Sugar Initiative introduced by Florida Congressman Ted Yoho. The resolution would instruct the administration to work through the World Trade Organization to target foreign sugar programs, then would advocate for an end to U.S. policy once a free market forms. ASA is urging lawmakers to co-sponsor the resolution, as Roney says a subsidy ceasefire is particularly important today as major sugar exporters are increasing their subsidies and making the market situation worse, noting that Brazil has announced $500 million in subsidized loans and debt relief within the past year. That's in addition to the $2.5 billion a year in sugar subsidies that helped the nation seize market dominance. Roney also notes that Thailand and India, other major sugar exporters, have also increased trade-distorting policies. For AgNet West, I'm Julie McPeak.
I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.